Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, Truth Nation. Why am I so excited? I'll give you one guess. It's Friday. We made it, y'all. Truth Nation, it is Friday. Friday for a lot of us. And it is the end of the summer weekend. That's right. Many of us are going to be having a long extended weekend as we get into Labor Day. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. How are you?
How are you?
I am great. I am great. It is Friday, like you just said, man. Oh, man. This is, yeah, we made it.
We made it. Truth Nation, we hope that you are making it as well. You're having a great week. And again, many of us, according to our show yesterday, I hope those that were traveling to their respective destinations, whether you're celebrating during a family reunion or just visiting loved ones, hanging out with some friends over the weekend, whatever you're doing, I hope you reached your destination and you are getting ready to just relax all weekend. Some of us had to go to work today, but it's okay.
Yes. And while others are waking up and about to enjoy a four-day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Can you say it one more again, brother?
Ooh,
four-day weekend.
Man. Yeah.
And what I love
this is
about
the last one. Yeah, this is the last one until a long time, right? DT, like this is the final holiday.
We do have Indigenous People Day. That's formerly known as Columbus Day, which is a federal holiday. So that means that for those that work in public service or for the government, you do have that in October. But to your point, Telly, as far as the long extended holiday weekends, I don't think we will see another one, Lord willing, until Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy, though? This year is almost over.
Almost. Yes, it is.
Almost over. Good morning, DJ Ricky.
The ninth month.
Good morning. Exactly. Good morning. Good morning. How you feeling?
Everything is good. Now, let me just say this, Truth Nation. Yesterday was the greatest artist of all time, Michael Jackson's, which I believe, and please fact check me, Ricky, yesterday was Michael Jackson's, what would have been his 66th birthday. Now, y'all know I'm Evansville Public School. He was born August 29th, 1958. Fun, interesting fact, and we're going to be playing Michael all day, MJ, the GOAT, the King of Pop. And we're also going to have a special edition. And Telly, we did this last year, so you have some advantage. Truth-telling hits coming in the second hour. We're going to be bringing you all MJ songs. And you know, Telly, all you have to do is just simply say the name of the song and the album that it was featured on. See? I got you. He's not saying anything. It's going to be an easy breezy.
And my memory serves me correctly. It wasn't easy back then. It wasn't easy a year ago either.
You're gonna be just fine, Telly. But yes, yesterday was Michael Jackson's birthday.
We all don't know all the songs and the albums that it came on like you, DT.
Who is we? Who is we?
Me.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you said.
Change the W to M.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Because I guarantee you there are at least 200 Truth Nation listeners that right now, any song that DJ Ricky plays from Michael Jackson, they're going to be like, it came out and it was on this album. Trust me. I'm not alone.
Yeah.
But yes, we're going to be celebrating Michael Jackson's birthday all day. Also, now, typically, we've tried to be committed to politics-free Friday here on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. However, for the first time since accepting the presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, as well as accepting the baton from President Joe Biden to be the 47th president of the United States, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota governor, her running mate, sat down and had their first interview. So we're going to be talking about that in addition to, if you have not already heard, yesterday, the Milwaukee Police Department's chief of police wrote an open letter to the community. And when I say the community, specifically to parents of children here in Milwaukee. So we're going to get into that. Before, I have to ask a question, Truth Nation. And our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Man, it sounds quiet. I could have sworn I heard Michael Jackson in the background. But anywho, I got a question for y'all, Truth Nation. A lot of us, and Telly, I'm going to start with you. A lot of us, when we come back from Labor Day weekend, our employers will ask us to participate. And it's not even just after Labor Day. It could be multiple times throughout the year. Team building exercises. Now, the great thing about Labor Day weekend is that we will not be required, most of us at least, to deliver any type of labor this upcoming Monday. A lot of us work for companies where they have team building exercises or team building events. I have to ask, and I'll start with you again, Telly, based on your recollection, based on your memory, what's the worst team building event or exercise that you've ever had to participate in?
Anyone that's mandatory.
What'd you say, Telly? Anyone that says you got to be there.
Anyone that says I have to be there, I already got an attitude. Because it's like, why do I got to be there? No, I'm just joking.
Hey, that's real, though. That's so real.
Typically, that is your first reaction. This is Truth Be Told. Like, we're telling the truth. That is your first reaction. When you first get that email saying, hey, on September 12th, we'll be doing this as a group, you're like, man, I don't feel like doing that. And it could be something that you really like to do. You just said, I don't want to do that with them. That's my time. So regardless of what the activity is, you're already going to have an attitude. But I just feel like I'm trying to recall some of my worst ones where I'm just like, what is the point of this? And when they try to, let's just say, inappropriate cultural games, I think sometimes is the one that really, you know, kind of gets me at times is okay, I don't normally do this, or this isn't a way that I feel like we are bonding or getting to know each other. And if I feel like something is pointless to me, I'm really not going to be engaged. So,
and I think to your point, Telly, it starts with the whole, this is a team building event, but it's mandatory. That kind of takes away from the vibe. But seriously, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. What is the worst team building activity? Or what is one of those team building events or activities that you just, when you see it on the agenda or the itinerary, you're like, man, I'm not trying to do this. Now, Telly, for me, a former employer who is, because if I say it, then you'll know who it is. We had a team building event.
Well, I already know. You said say that for Truth Nation. I already know.
Right. A former employer had, orchestrated a team building weekend. And so a lot of us were like, weekend? Wait a minute. We got to be with people that we don't even like working with Monday through Friday on the weekend? And so this was whitewater rafting. It was whitewater rafting, Truth Nation. We had to get in this. And for those that have not whitewater rafted, the best way I could describe it is you're in this small inflatable, it looked like it was inflatable, very tight paddle boat, for lack of better words. I don't even know how to describe it accurately. And we were all inside. It was about 8 of us. And the objective, based on the level of which you're rafting, it could go from, like, I think it was like 1 to 7, 7 being like, when the waves and the water are just high and intense. And I was like, black people don't do this. But you can't say it, Telly. You can't say it. I'm like, do black people whitewater raft? I mean, it's a stereotype. It is a stereotype to assume that all black people can't swim. But the reality is, a lot of us can't swim. And a lot of us don't like to be in the water. Mm-hmm. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Rachel, on our YouTube message board, she says, I am painfully introverted. I'd quit a job before participating. I know that's right, Rachel. Stick to your boundaries. I love it. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. Stay locked in. We come back. We're going to give you some highlights. If you did not listen or watch the interview, the first interview with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who is the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party, we've got you covered. We've got the highlights, as well as we're going to get into the Milwaukee Police Department chief. The chief of the Milwaukee Police Department sends a community letter asking for help. We'll get more into that, as well as other hot topics. Stay locked in. You deserve the best. And this is the best morning show on planet Earth on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Happy belated birthday to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's birthday was yesterday. He was born August 29th, 1958, and we wanted to make sure that we just save our Friday edition to celebrate him throughout Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And you know that Truth Telling Hits in the second hour is going to be about MJ. Any favorite moments, Telly, that you can recall from MJ? Whether it was a concert, party,
I never saw him in concert.
Whatever.
I was just thinking about this yesterday as one of the local radio stations was honoring Michael Jackson and his birthday yesterday. And it never fails when people start playing or radio stations start playing different Michael Jackson songs. It just always I'll be like, man, I forgot about that. Like, oh, man, that song was. Like, mm-hmm. So I find myself doing that more than anything because, what is it? On the Wall?
Off the Wall.
Off the Wall, I'm sorry. Yeah,
yes.
Off the Wall. I was thinking of a song I heard yesterday. God, it just slipped my mind. But yeah, and the DJ came on and was like, yeah, that was one of, his songs off the wall. And I was thinking to myself, did he have 32 songs on that album or something? Like, it seems like every good song was either on Off the Wall or Bad. I'm like, he had so many, like, really, really good songs. And you know, yeah, it's just, and they're not even not only, hits, they're just classics.
I was going to say, not only did he have such a significantly just incredibly amazing catalog, he outsold Elvis. He outsold the Beatles. Wow. And a matter of fact, he purchased the masters, the catalog of the Beatles. And that's when,
I do recall that. Yeah.
That's when everything began to go downhill, because, you know, in this country, it's very problematic for a black man to have all that power. Period. All right. We're going to continue celebrating, honoring Michael Jackson, as he would have been, I believe, 66 years old. Can you believe that? 66 years old. Wow. As he passed in June of 2009. His birthday was yesterday, August 29th, 1958. So again, we're going to be honoring and giving tribute to Michael Jackson throughout our show today. Now, before break, we were asking you, Truth Nation, what's the worst team building activity? Because a lot of us don't like team building activities. A lot of us, we'd be like, I got to work with you all through the week, and now I got to spend time with you on the weekend, or I got to spend time with you on an evening. And, you know, Telly, I've coached employers in terms of what you just said. The last thing you want to do is mandate a team building activity. That totally defeats the purpose. When you use words like mandate, required, just understand the type of reception you're going to get, because it feels forced. And most people, especially adults, don't like to feel that they're being forced to do something. So be very careful as a leader, manager, coach, boss, supervisor, however you classify yourself. If you have a team that reports to you, be very careful in how you use the word mandatory. It's really not that healthy.
No.
On our Truth Talking text line, 833.
Highly encourage or something.
See, there you go.
When you say, when you say mandatory, again, that just kind of gives you the vibe of, you know, because the first people's inclination or natural thing is you're going to challenge that. Like, okay, so if I don't, what's going to happen? And
exactly,
I mean, you don't always do it subconscious. I mean, you don't always do it consciously. You may even do it subconsciously. So.
Great point. Great point. Because again, you know, it's like this one thing I could say, Telly, when we first started this year, you know, you and I had said, we agreed that this year was going to be the year of exposure. And it, I don't know what we was drinking, but it definitely has been the year of exposure. And so with that, also, I've heard so many people, Telly, talk about how life just be lifing. This year, life has been lifing. People have experienced significant losses, whether it's a loved one, whether it's employment, whether it's health, whether it's, you know, a relationship that was strong and then now, you know, it's dissolved. Life be life in it. And I just hope again that leaders who are listening, if you manage people, if you coach people, if your job is to motivate high performance, just reconsider when you use the word mandatory. It is not healthy, especially in today's time where so many things have been removed from, especially black people, affirmative action. The list goes on and on. There's just been so many things that people, and especially black folks in this country, and people coming from a community of where we're already disenfranchised, we already deal with inequities. Just be careful on using the word mandatory. Now, speaking of team building events on our Truth Talking text line, Tanya says, I hate any activity that involves me holding hands with other people. Tanya said, give me some mittens. Give me some gloves. I don't know where your hands have been. Now, Telly, you know I'm picking on you because you know you the same way.
I am. I am. I'll admit it.
and Tanya went also to say, she says, I have witnessed people not washing their hands. Ugh. Tanya, are you for real? Tanya says, I've witnessed people not washing their hands when they leave the restroom. Ooh.
Yeah. That is very problematic. And if I could give a personal story, that used to be the problem for me. And I I reached a point where I just couldn't, I had to put myself over what others felt about me or my actions. Meaning, when you are at a baseball game and you have 65,000 people there and most of them have been tailgating before the game. And you mean to tell me if I started drinking at 4 o'clock and it's now 8 o'clock and I have used the bathroom several times, I wash my hands every time. So I had to say, I put my feelings over what other people thought about me. When people used to want to shake my hand and stuff, I had to give you the pound. Because, man, I don't know how many times you went to the bathroom and didn't wash your hands. And you know, a lot of people, no, man, give me the real thing. I want to shake your hand. And it's like I got other thoughts on my mind, and it's not being disrespectful towards you. I'm just taking the percentages of, do you wash your hands every time, especially in an event where you are tailgating and stuff? And, yeah, I got a real problem with that.
And, well, you know, some of these establishments, going back to Tanya's point, need to put some signs on how to wash your hands. Okay. Washing your hands is not turn the faucet on, stick your hand underneath, put a little soap on, peace out. No, that's not washing your hands. Washing your hands is turning on hot water, making sure there's a soap dispensary, not a soap bar. And then just simply reciting the alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, boom. That's when you get to Z, that's when you stop washing your hands.
Yeah.
Especially now that COVID is flying high. You know, speaking of shaking hands, can you imagine? I'm trying to understand. I wonder what the process is for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as they are campaigning for the White House. Think about it. They have to shake hands and kiss babies every day until November the 5th. Really, November the 6th. I wonder what their process is. What, like, their sanitation process.
Yeah.
Because you can't. Can you imagine if somebody, some media outlet caught Madam Vice President giving somebody a fist bump? I mean, if a potential voter extended their hand in the form of a fist bump, but for her to just be fist bumping everybody, do you think that would... You think people would understand?
No, they wouldn't. And for the longest of times, people didn't even, I mean, they had a problem before COVID that Donald Trump didn't shake people's hands. When he was doing The Apprentice and all that, like, yeah, and. So that wasn't anything that was new, but you're right. That would be extremely awkward if the, you know, person that's running for president is fist bumping and elbow bumping everybody
taking out her hand sanitizer out of her jacket and moving on to the next person. So speaking of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, yesterday in her first major television interview since becoming the Democratic nominee, defended President Biden's record. She touted the administration's efforts to boost manufacturing and lower prescription drug costs. But let's take a listen. We've got some sound bites if you weren't able to watch or listen to the first televised interview. And this time, and I think this is the first time I've ever seen this happen, and it may be, it's just been a while, but Kamala Harris was joined by her running mate, her VP running mate, Tim Walz, who is the current governor of Minnesota. So here is again... Here's an excerpt from yesterday's first major television interview since becoming the Democratic nominee, Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz.
2019, I believe, in a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign.
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
That was an excerpt from the first major television interview. It was broadcasted live on CNN. So if you are looking to see the entire interview, or the interview in its entirety, you could definitely check out CNN. Now, just some high-level recaps, Telly, of the interview. Because I know there has been a lot of people, whether they are trying to get to know Madam Vice President more or just from an opposition standpoint, are saying we're not hearing enough about her policies. Now, Truth on Politics Roundtable Telly, which featured you, Sherwin, Dr. Ken, and Bailey Coleman this past, was it Monday or Tuesday? It's Tuesday, right?
It was Tuesday, yes.
Yes. There was a lot of conversation regarding Madam Vice President's policies. So during the interview yesterday on CNN, she did offer some specifics for her own policies, or what we, you know, call her day one plans. But she really generally was about seeking to strengthen the middle class. There was a lot of focus on strengthening the middle class. And she said that she had no regrets about defending Biden's competency for the job. And I noticed if you did watch the interview yesterday, she apparently was very intentional about disregarding or evading questions about her race and gender. So it got, you know, whenever that got brought up, she would just turn left. So Truth Nation, what were your thoughts if you watched or heard the interview yesterday, the first televised interview since accepting the Democratic presidential nomination? What were your thoughts? Did you feel as though your outstanding questions were answered? Do you feel as though she's got a lot more interviews to do? Understand whether or not she should be the next president? What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth be told with DT and Telly. We will be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Nation, tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will speak with Dr. Mo Banga from Outreach Community Health Centers about the importance of immunization, define inoculations, and your overall health. This is not just a show. It's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat presented by Outreach Community Health Centers this Saturday at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
Now, before break, we were discussing the first televised interview with Madam Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who is the accepted vice presidential nominee, running mate for Madam Vice President. They had their first sit-down interview, which was broadcasted live on CNN yesterday. And if you weren't able to catch the interview, I want to just remind everyone, Truth Nation, first of all, thank you for making the debut of The Truth on Politics such a success. If you missed the show and you want to learn more about how we as a Black community are discussing politics, especially as we are in the midst of a presidential election, definitely tune in to the re-airing of The Truth on Politics Monday, Labor Day Monday, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Dr. Ken Harris, Sherwin Hughes, Telly Hughes, and Bailey Coleman discussed Madam Vice President Kamala Harris's policies, what we are getting for our vote, and the importance of political parties supporting the Black community. So do not miss the rebroadcast of The Truth on Politics this Monday on Labor Day from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. Again, we were talking about the highlights as well as the lowlights from yesterday's first major televised interview since becoming the Democratic nominee. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris alongside her VP running mate, Tim Walz. And again, basically, she did offer a few policies. She did talk about what she plans to do on day one if she is indeed elected. Now, one of the regrets that she said that she had was none. She said she had no regrets about defending Biden's competency for the job. And again, she evaded questions about her race and gender. Now, one of the things that did come up as Tim Walz, her running mate, who sat right next to Madam Vice President during the interview, he spoke very proudly of the viral moment with his son, Gus, as his son, Gus, who has been diagnosed with learning disabilities as well as anxiety. During the convention, when his father was accepting the nomination as part of his address to the country, his son Gus was visibly emotional. And a lot of Americans that viewed the Democratic National Convention did not see that as weird as some of the conservative leaders and talk radio hosts had shared on their programs. But one thing Tim Walz did not do is he did not engage on questions about Republican attacks on his military record. Telly, what do you think about that? Knowing that this is something, again, that the Republican Party is using as part of their strategy to discredit his service, his public service, or his service in the military. Again, he did not engage on any questions about his military record.
Yeah, I think on both parts is strategically smart. You know, I am always big on what's not being said. We always pay attention to everything that's being said, and we try to break down and be critical of every word that's uttered out of these politicians' mouths. But you should pay attention to what you're not hearing and what they're not addressing. And because you got to think, there must be a really, really strategic planning or way of going about this when you have a female president, a presidential nominee who doesn't even want to talk about being a female. And you would think that could be something to her advantage. Hey, I'm going to protect women reproductive rights. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But she's like, look, this is bigger than just me being a female. This is me. This is me. Bigger than me being a black female and of Asian descent or Indian descent. And so you start going down that road because you think if she answered one question, it's just going to stop there. It's just going to be more questions about gender, where you're further getting away from the policies that she's talking about. And they were able to control the narrative of how the interview went. And let's focus on these things. Let's focus on my son getting emotional and people actually having an issue with that. Let's focus on the what I'm trying to do for the middle class. And it's not just about reproductive rights for women, because here's the thing. That is a huge issue, but that's not the only issue. And so I do like the fact that they're creating their own narrative, and they're not allowing others to take them somewhere. So what do you do about somebody that is telling lies about you? If you start to defend it, it looks like you have something to defend. But if somebody, and I'll just be, you know, I'll just throw out something extremely hypothetical, DT. Somebody could be like, oh, DT is, you know, she does this all the time and this, that, and the other. And if you know it's so far from the truth, you're like, I'm not even going to address that. Like, anybody who knows me knows that.
You know, I'm going to keep it real with you. I feel you, Telly. I'm going to keep it real with you. It depends on the day. It depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah.
And I think that's right. Just being a human being. Now, I know we do have, I believe we have Brian. Let me take Brian really quick, because Brian, you've been extremely patient. We appreciate your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. Brian, are you still there? Okay, we may have. So Brian, if you're listening, please call back. And Telly, again, I'm just being human, because I think, and I emphasize the word I think, a lot of people, you know, were applauding former First Lady Michelle Obama's speech during the most recent Democratic National Convention. And for the record, she's appeared, if not was one of the keynote speakers for the past, I'd say, four Democratic National Conventions. She is regarded as one of the most influential leaders in the world. However, what we saw when she addressed the nation during the DNC was a different Michelle Obama. I mean, I've talked to numerous people from all walks of life, and they said that is the exact type of leadership that this country needs right now. And so, you know, she talked a lot about it wasn't personal, but it kind of was. Because she was like, for 8 years, I had to dress a certain way. I had to talk a certain way. I had to act a certain way. And as much as I still love this country, and as much as I still want this country to win, I've got to have a different tone. And she did. I mean, Telly, do you agree or do you disagree?
I agree with that.
You know, the first lady who we saw back at the DNC in, let's say, 2016 or 2012 versus who we saw 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, during these presidential campaigns, I bring that up, Telly, because I feel as though there are going to be some times where Madam Vice President and or Tim Walz are going to have to defend their character. Because here's the thing. Former President Donald Trump, he has no experience in political science. He has no degree in political science. He has no experience in legislation other than what he would tell people what he thinks should happen. And again, I think this is as Michelle Obama had stated, we're going to have to do some things differently. We haven't done before. And if that means at times defending our character, defending the truth, like John Lewis, former Congressman John Lewis said, we're going to have to get in some good trouble. You're listening to The Best Morning Show. Brian, as soon as we come back, thank you so much for calling back. We're going to hear from Brian. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Stay locked in. More to come.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, it is Friday. Hope you're having a great, great week. As you can hear, we are going to be celebrating Michael Jackson all morning as he was born yesterday, back in 1958. Now, we got a lot to cover. Brian, you've been so patient. Good morning, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is this. It seems that Kamala Harris herself knows that the Democratic agenda as it is not sustainable if she wants to raise the middle class. If she wants to raise the middle class, she already knows this country has to be energy independent, which means we're going to have to drill for oil, which means she's flip-flopped on her ban against fracking. Now she's for fracking. So that right there tells you that she knows that Democratic policies are trash when it comes to raising the middle class. So I salute her for flip-flopping. Most flip-floppers don't get a second chance, but obviously this flip-flopper is going to get a second chance. So I salute her for that if she sticks to it. Because we're going to remember, if she does win, that she says she's not going to ban fracking. She's not going to ban drilling. She's going to let this country be energy independent like it was before under Trump. So if she does that, she's got my vote. But if she doesn't, all I can tell you people that vote for Democrats is I told you so. And the first thing,
so Brian, let me ask you a question. Because I've heard other people use this term, and I just want to understand in terms of when you use the flip-flopper term in this context. Now, I'm seriously asking you this question out of ignorance, because most politicians that I've experienced, especially at the presidential level, including President Obama, including former President Trump, have said one thing and did another. Like, I'll give you a great example. President George Bush, Papa Bush, no new taxes. Read my lips. No new taxes. And what did the country get? New taxes. I'm trying to understand, what does flip-flop mean to you? Why are you using it with Kamala?
A strategic wording just to get votes. That's what a flip-flopper is. strategic wording just to get votes, to make people that really get out and vote for a certain agenda and a certain purpose, make them give them their vote. That's what that's all about.
Okay, and thank you for clarifying. Thank you for providing that definition. So, based on saying one thing and doing another, just as part of getting votes, is it fair to say that that's what most politicians do as part of their campaigning? Just not Kamala?
No, I'm just gonna. Well, Democrats do it more so than Republicans do it. There's not much that
like how Donald Trump flipped parties, right?
No, he wasn't running for office when he flipped parties. He planned the business role. I mean, let's face it, he gave money to both sides back in the 80s. Both sides were rocking with Trump back in the 80s. The Republicans and Democrats were all rocking.
You sure about that?
They didn't go against Trump until he started to. They didn't go against Trump until he said he wanted to run for president. Then the whole game changed.
Okay. All right. I was just reminding you that, you know, he was a strong Democrat to the point where he was a wedding guest at Bill and Hillary Clinton's wedding. He has donated money to Kamala Harris in her reelection as the state attorney and attorney general in California. But when it comes to policies and things of that nature, I want to say there are a lot of things that you could say that Donald Trump flip-flop on. Let's just go back to the wall, and we're going to build a wall, and Mexico's going to pay for it. What happened with that? But we're not going to go back and forth. We're not going to go back and forth. You feel how you feel, and we appreciate that, Brian. We really do. I just want you to remember all the information. That's all. Let's not have selective memory loss. That's all.
Black folks did way better under Trump.
Black folks did way better under Trump. Okay. Thank you so much, Brian. We appreciate your call. Black folks did way better under Trump. Okay. Now, hey, listen. I'm not, as I said before, Telly, I'm not here to advocate, promote. If that's how you feel, I have no right to try to change how you feel. Speaking of which, Jeff on our Truth Talk and text line says, you are struggling to make Caramel look good. Good luck with that. Everybody can tell her you're struggling. Telly, now this is my worst look of the day.
About?
No, Telly, just entertain me for a second. This is me just getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I ain't even got DT. Do I look like I'm struggling? Look at me, all those in the YouTube camera.
You think that's for
you? Do I look like I'm struggling? So he's basically saying that Jeff is implying that I'm trying to make Madam Vice President look good. I don't have to try to make Madam Vice President look good. I saw her at the DNC. She could have went up there and not said one word, and she looked like $10.2 trillion. Kamala Harris is a beautiful woman. I don't know what you mean, Jeff. I'm not trying to make anybody look bad or good. Who am I to judge? And for you to say you are struggling, Jeff, let me tell you, on my worst day, I'm not struggling. Look at me, YouTube. Look at this. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, Jeff, miss me with that. Anyway. So
not the how you doing.
This is why we got to keep it politics free on Friday, because, you know, you won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Now, speaking of breaking souls.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Before we go, DT, on our YouTube message board, made a very valid point. OH says Trump just flip-flopped talking about if elected he will make IVF free. He's the biggest flip-flopper, lol. But Brian, hey, we look,
didn't I
like
you
said, DT, all politicians flip-flop, and just to say, oh, you're going to say this to get votes. Name one politician that haven't said something to get a vote.
Exactly. I mean, it's just part of, but whether it's right or wrong, that's why they call it politics. It's the politics of the world. Like, that's what politicians do. They will say one thing, and that's Democrat, that's Republican, that's independent. It's always flip-flop. It's for you. Yeah. It's for folks like Brian, you, Telly, and me. Use our own intelligence and our self-awareness and interpersonal skills and however you want to vote. that's when we are able to decipher. So, Brian, we know who you're going to vote for, and I respect that because you're voting. As long as you vote, that's all you really care about.
Right.
But just say that. I am for Trump. I am for Trump. And there's other radio stations that would love to hear from you. That love Donald Trump just as much as you do. Stay locked in. We got a lot of callers coming up. Callers, please be patient. We're going to take you as soon as we come back. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Happy, happy Friday, y'all. It's Labor Day weekend. Let's get it.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.